Everyone, what is going on? It is Crypto Bobby, and today Bitcoin is hovering right below $10,800, seeing a little bit of life out of some select altcoins. And the big news, at least in my mind, continues to be some continued developments from the SEC regarding ICO projects. And I want to clarify on some of the portion of the video yesterday and portion of the podcast yesterday, because a lot of people are saying a number of different things about what was said in the video or what some of the news meant and how it's not necessarily new news. And I would actually tend to disagree, and we'll get into why. And some of this news, at least in my mind, is causing me to evaluate redistributing my portfolio to certain cryptocurrencies or crypto assets that I think might be a little bit perhaps safer from regulation, or basically just not involved with regulation whatsoever, in comparison to some of the other some of the other perhaps recent ICO projects that are much more prone to potentially getting some negative news from the SEC, which in my mind, at least logically speaking, would very much negatively impact the price of said project. So let's get into all that today and more. So as we talked about yesterday, the Wall Street Journal initially came out and broke this story, and there were a couple other follow-up stories from a number of news articles. This one was interesting, though. This is from Nathaniel Popper, and he is the person who wrote Digital Gold, really one of my favorite, if not my favorite, cryptocurrency Bitcoin book out there. But this is from Nathaniel Popper, and he said, "The subpoenas signal SEC crackdown on initial coin offerings." The big thing here is that Nathaniel said that as many as 80 companies and individuals have received, as many as 80 companies and individuals have potentially received subpoenas. So one of the things that I heard a lot in the comments, and trust me, I read the comments, I listen to the comments. Every time somebody said something, I check those out. But a lot of people are saying, hey, this is just the SEC reinforcing that they're going to go out and find scams and get rid of shit projects, which is fine. I'm all for that. I hate scams in this space. You guys know I called out BitConnect and rip on BitConnect every day. USI Tech, all those garbage companies. I've always been quick to call those out. But when you're talking about 80 companies and individuals, I don't think this is just scams. At least in my mind, it's not going to be. Now, a lot of this is, we don't really know who this is and who these companies have, who these companies that have received the subpoenas are. But we do know one. We do know one company, and that's Overstock.com. And if you're not familiar with Overstock, this is an article from CoinDesk, which I will post in the YouTube description below. But if you're not familiar with Overstock and what is going on there, they are launching a crypto project and having an ICO through kind of a subsidiary or another entity of Overstock with T0. And the CEO of Overstock is actually going to be the CEO of T0. I had a chance to meet a lot of the T0 team at the Bitcoin Miami conference, and I liked what they were doing. A lot of people are excited about potentially tokenized securities, and that is really what T0 is doing, as a platform for tokenized securities that is supposed to compete with traditional stock markets, perhaps like the New York Stock Exchange or NASDAQ or something like that, for tokenized securities rather than traditional securities. And Overstock.com T0 is doing an ICO. They're raising a lot of money, but they're doing it under, they're not offering it to non-accredited investors, and it's all very much like buy the book, you would say. If you know a decent amount about the regulation behind it, T0 looked like they were doing a very, not necessarily conservative raise from the amount of money that they were raising, but they weren't offering it to non-accredited investors. There was a SAFT associated with signing up for it. So they were doing things about as by the book, although there's not really an ICO book yet to follow at this point in time, but they were doing things about as by the book as you might be able to. And they had to reveal that they were part of that SEC review. So there are legitimate companies that are getting subpoenaed, and it's not just, at least in my mind, I don't think it is, it's not just, BitConnect and Devor and crap like that. I don't think those are the companies. I think it's very much legit organizations. And while something like Overstock and T0 might have the legal team to work with the SEC and to move through it and be all right, Some of these smaller companies might not. So as I'm looking at this, it's not necessarily making me like very, very worried for myself. It's a little bit worried for some of these projects. I do think this might cause any innovation that was left to happen in the United States, I think is probably going to move abroad at this point in time. It's unfortunate, but it seems like that might happen. But it does, at least in my mind, expose some of these projects or some of these recent ICO'd projects to potential negative price action. There are, at least in my mind, there have been plenty of ICOs that have happened in the United States in the past year that are great projects. And if it comes out that there's a subpoena against them or if there's a lot of negative news about that, then that might not be the best thing in the world. Now, you're probably thinking, you know, okay, there's a billion other cryptocurrencies out there that haven't been recent ICO projects. Why does this matter to me? You know, it might not. It might not. But if you have a portfolio of 10 to 15, let's say top 200 cryptocurrencies or cryptos, I would venture to say probably one or two of those have gotten a subpoena from the SEC. I just think that the math, if they're sending out 80 or potentially up to 80 subpoenas, the math, you might have one or two. So just keeping an eye on the news, I don't think is a bad thing. Now, when it comes down to it though, the SEC, the CFTC has basically said cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, like Big Daddy Bitcoin, there was no ICO. That should be relatively unaffected. If not, that might be a positive sign for Bitcoin. Other ones like Monero or potentially Zcash or some of these privacy coins as well. I am looking to build up a larger position in Monero right now, as well as Bitcoin, in case negative news comes out about these, about the SEC chasing these, because the way Bitcoin functions and the way Monero function and the way something like Litecoin function, that's very different than having an ICO and having a token around that. So that is something that I'm keeping a close eye on now. And I'm also looking to potentially reduce some exposure for the time being to some of these recent ICO projects, just because sometimes when I get a negative feeling, you hear some rumors and things like that, it doesn't give me the best thoughts as far as everything goes. And I think that if I move more of my money into Bitcoin, more of my money into something like Monero and Zcash, then I still have the exposure of cryptocurrency, but not necessarily maybe the potential negative downside if something goes crazy with an ICO or something like that. So that's kind of what I'm looking at this point in time is, with my portfolio, a lot of them are recently, a lot of, portions of my portfolio are recent ICOs. And whether or not those may or may not be affected, I have no clue. I really have no clue. But at this point in time, I think I probably, my Bitcoin percentage is probably up. I need to readjust my portfolio on my website, cryptobobby.com. I need to readjust this. I have exited my Ethereum Classic trade and I have exited the ZCL trade that I made. Both were really kind of non-events for me. Neither did much. Made a small profit on ZCL. Maybe a tiny profit USD against ETC, but I think it might have been a net loss against its Bitcoin trading pairing perspective. But my portfolio right now probably consists about 40% of Bitcoin, and tried to skim a little bit of exposure off the rest of my cryptocurrency and move that over to Monero as well, because I've always had a portion of Zcash, but I've started to talk to people more and more in the community about Monero, and I went to a couple different Monero meetups, and I've just started to really kind of think that Monero is massively undervalued in comparison to some of the other products out there. I mean, when we're talking about Monero, it's basically sub $5 billion market cap, really is the de facto privacy coin for the time being from an actual people using Monero for privacy. Monero is kind of that de facto one, and the fact that I haven't had any exposure in it kind of seemed kind of silly to me, and I really do like the privacy plays. So I built up an equal portion of exposure from Zcash into Monero. So I'm going to update the portfolio on that. But I've kind of been just keeping an eye on everything and keeping an eye on where things might go. And again, I'm not trying to be everybody freaking out saying, yo, FUD, 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 Bobby the FUDder, blah, blah, blah. And that's fine. Like, a lot of this stuff with the SEC, this is literally, you know, I know people say FUD, but FUD stands for fear, uncertainty, and doubt. This is literally the definition of uncertainty. We know that the SEC has sent out subpoenas that may or may not affect some of your favorite crypto projects. We're uncertain as to who those projects are. I don't think that there's 80 BitConnects out there. So if they were only sending these out to crap projects and crap projects and crap projects, then that's great. But if you hear Overstock.com and T0 is included in that, then the likelihood that it's only crappy projects is probably not the case. So that's why I'm kind of keeping my head on a swivel when it comes down to what projects may or may not be affected by this and how they might be affected by this as well. Now, if they're not in the United States, if you're not in the United States, you might not care at all. But just something to be aware of and to take into consideration as you continue to look at this space. I do think it is a bigger deal in some respects than some people are making it out to be. So do I agree with it either too? Like, do I agree with the fact that the SEC might be coming after this? No, not necessarily. Are there a ton of crappy ICOs out there? Yeah, for sure. I definitely believe that there's crappy ICOs. I believe that some consumers have been taken advantage of. But for the most part, I don't think that there should be a China-like event where the SEC comes out and just demolishes and takes away the opportunity for this type of fundraising, because I do think it is really interesting. I do think it is new. I do think there's a lot of usefulness there. And I do think that if we throw a wet blanket on it, it's going to stifle all that innovation or potential innovation, and it's just going to move to another country that will welcome that and then eventually tax that with open arms. So that's kind of where my head is at now. And as I've been looking at Bitcoin too, we've slowly been seeing Bitcoin. I've talked about this for the past week or so, but Bitcoin dominance is now back at 40%. I think it dipped out at the low of about 32%. And Bitcoin's dominance has slowly been picking up steam again from that 32, 33% mark, while the other cryptocurrencies have kind of not necessarily been dying by any stretch, but Bitcoin has just been slowly recovering, while some of the other ones have been staying still and losing against that Bitcoin pairing. Now, like I said, I don't think we're towards the end of Bitcoin dominating. I think Bitcoin's dominance is still going to go up from here in my mind. I do think that there's a lot of positive momentum behind Bitcoin, and I've thought that for quite some time. Whether it's been Bitfinex and Coinbase rolling out SegWit, the transaction fees going down quite a bit, there are a lot of positive, I think, forces behind Bitcoin right now that haven't been there in the past. So I am pretty bullish on Bitcoin for the time being. And like I said, I think that is causing me to increase my exposure even more and reduce some of the exposure around the altcoins. Now, one of the big questions I think people always have is altcoin season coming? Is the altcoin summer here? And every day you literally see a Twitter post about it where it's like, alt season is here, alt season is here, alt season is here. Some altcoin goes up 2%. It's back, alt season's back. It's not always that way. In fact, as you look at the dominance chart, it's pretty clear that it hasn't been that way for the past month or so. So until I see a really strong sign, I think I'm going to continue to build up my position in Bitcoin and get to a point where there's maximum pain for some of these altcoins. I don't think we're at max pain for these altcoins. A lot of these altcoins are down 50, 60, 70, in some cases, percent from their all-time high against USD. I do think that there is probably room for additional pain. And when that happens, I think that's probably the time. I still think that they might bleed out a little bit more. And at that point in time, I'll try and catch some knives and see if I can build back some positions in my altcoins, or build higher positions and reduce my exposure to Bitcoin. But for the time being, if I could see Bitcoin break through 10,800 and 11,000 with some conviction, we haven't really been able to get past 12 grand in the past month or so. That's kind of been the level of, that's been a recent resistance has been this $10,800 mark, when we're just looking at kind of how things have been moving along, and then 12,000 at kind of the midterm resistance. I'd love to see that break through 12 grand. If that happens, I do think that's going to incur some FOMO on the side of Bitcoin, and altcoins might bleed out a little bit more. However, if Bitcoin can't really break through, that might give a little bit more life to altcoins. But for right now, I'm betting on Bitcoin breaking through these marks and inducing some FOMO and pulling some more money out of the altcoins to chase back into these Bitcoin gains, because that's just the natural tendency of human beings, at least that from what I've seen in the crypto markets. Outside of that, if you are new to the channel, by any chance, hit that subscribe button, the notify bell. And if you have been here for quite some time, would love for you to hit that like button so this video can get out to as many people as we possibly can. As I said before, I read all the comments, good, bad, and different. I definitely read all the comments. So sound off, would love to hear your thoughts on just kind of what's going on right now, how you might be playing things. I always like to get a good understanding of what the market sentiment is from you folks. I think that's super helpful for me. And if you are listening on the podcast, thank you guys so much for the continuous subscriptions and the ratings and reviews on the podcast. It really does mean a lot to see that, doing well on iTunes and Stitcher and wherever else you might be watching that. Thank you so much for your time. Crypto Bobby signing out. Hope you have a good one. Peace.